the question was asked in the halakha, in a case where you have, let's say, a Brit Milah on Shabbat, so the Brit Milah, our custom is to make Borei Pri Hagefen at the Brit Milah. One question is that we didn't make the Kiddush yet. Usually the Brit Milah is right after the Tefillah, and then we go into the Saudah. So what are we supposed to do? The Inyan, the Kiddush, to drink the wine for the Koshel Kiddush, Koshel Yain of the Milah. So there was a rabbi called the Talmud Lev in Chelek Gimel Siman Yotet Od Dalet, that he says that the rabbi that asked him the question wrote, Sheim Chal Milah B'Shabbat Vihu Aya Mevarech Alakos Aya Menagon Leshtot Levi Aityayin Mekos Amilah Kedeh Sheyeh Kiddush Mekom Sa'udah. He would use the cost of the Milah for both items, for the Milah and for the Kiddush, and he would drink it if you eat, and that would be considered as well Kiddush Mekom Sa'udah. We learn from this story a lot of halakhot. Number one, we learn that a person can use one cup for two things. Even though we have a general principle that says Ein Osin Mitzvot Chavilot Chavilot, that one's not allowed to do mitzvot in bunches, that means one person doing two actions. For example, a Kohen simultaneously giving two sotot to drink from the waters. You don't do them simultaneously. But one action, like drinking a cup of wine that covers two things, is not the same as Chavilot Chavilot. Number two, we see from the story that the rabbi said he drank a levi'it of wine, and by drinking a levi'it of wine, that counted as kiddush b'mkom sa'udah. We know that when a person makes kiddush on Shabbat, he has to eat something in order for his kiddush to be effective. So the hadush over here is that even drinking a levi'it, 3.2 ounces of wine, that would be considered a sa'udah. It does not necessarily have to be food. It could even be drinking wine. That's the opinion of Maran and the Beit Yosef. That's the opinion of the Rama. That's the opinion of the Pri Hadash. That's the opinion of Rav Hida. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yaakov Kuli. He brings it down in the Sefer Me'am Lo'ez. This is the opinion of the Shulchan Gavoa. The consensus of opinion is that the drinking itself can constitute Kiddush Mekom Sa'udah. That's why, let's say, sometimes the rabbi makes Kiddush. He's not planning on eating. He's just going to have the kiddush, he's going to have a little fruit or something like that. Now fruit would not constitute kiddush mekom sa'udah. Even rice does not constitute kiddush mekom sa'udah, because rice is not considered one of the grains. Even if we would have potatoes and meat and all these things, it's not considered kiddush mekom sa'udah, even though it's an elaborate sa'udah. But the sa'udah only is mizonot items. He has to have a kezayit of mizonot. But the rabbi, let's say, he doesn't want to have mizonot. He just wants to have the kiddush and some fruit. He's allowed. So long as he drinks it, if he eats of the wine, that's considered his kiddush is valid. He can eat and he doesn't have to make the kiddush again. There is a big controversy regarding grape juice. If, let's say, you're making the kiddush on grape juice, do you say, if you drink it, if you eat of grape juice, that that's also considered kiddush mekom sa'udah? Rav Elyashiv has a safek on this. He has two ways of going, and it seems his opinion was lahmir. However, Hakam of Aya writes regarding that subject, Katab b'shem alav agon avi Rabbi Yashiv, the mistabra shemitz anavim ukemo anavim. He wants to treat grape juice like grapes, and just like grapes would not be considered a seuda. But the rabbi says velo kena anochi omdi. The rabbi himself is lenient that you can consider even grape juice for the law of Kiddush. Again, in the case where a person is not planning on eating, let him drink it. If you eat either wine or grape juice, and then he is going to be